voiced by Charlotte Strevens on behalf of MCS Agency. The logo, a film negative of New Line Cinema, a Time Warner company, appears. New Line Cinema presents Guy Walks Into a Bar production. A fairy tale book opens to reveal an elf sitting comfortably in his armchair at home.
Oh, hello. You're probably here about the story. Elves love to tell stories. I bet you didn't know that about elves. There's probably a lot of things you didn't know about elves. Another interesting elfism. There are only three jobs available to an elf. The first is making shoes at night while the old cobbler sleeps.
Lazy bum. Couldn't even make a clog.
You can bake cookies in a tree. Hey. As you can imagine, it's dangerous having an oven in an oak tree during the dry season.
I want to make shoes!
But the third job, some call it the show or the big dance. It's the profession that every elf aspires to, and that is to build toys in Santa's workshop.
Only 2 weeks left till Christmas.
It's a job only an elf can do. Our nimble fingers, natural cheer, and active minds are perfect for toy building. They tried using gnomes and trolls, but the gnomes drank too much. And the trolls weren't toilet trained. No human being has ever set foot in Santa's workshop. That is until about 30 years ago, and as you may have guessed, that's where our story begins.
A film by Jon Favreau. The snowflakes turn over the pages of the book, starring Will Ferrell, James Caan, Elf, with Zooey Deschanel, Mary Steenburgen, Daniel Tay, with Edward Asner and Bob Newhart. All kinds of elves are depicted on the pages having fun, eating candy and playing with toys. A polar bear and an Arctic walrus come alive on the page. The snowflakes float past a snowball fight through mountains and rivers and a candy cane forest. Oh. The Arctic puffin gets flattened briefly when the credit board he pulls on falls on him. Produced by John Berg, Todd Carmenicki and Shauna Robertson. Written by David Berenbaum. Directed by Jon Favreau. A kindly looking nun gently puts a little baby down to sleep in his crib at the orphanage.
Christmas, you'll have a home.
She raises the side of the crib.
Merry Christmas, my angel.
She leaves the baby drinking from his bottle. A large velvet sack drops down into the fireplace, followed by Santa. The baby notices him. He slowly walks across the room towards the Christmas tree. The baby still watches. Santa notices the milk and cookies which have been left out for him. The baby stands up in his crib and sees the sack on the floor. At the noise, Santa turns round. All is quiet and he eats a biscuit. The crib is empty. The baby has snuck out and crawls towards the sack on the floor, where a teddy bear is waiting invitingly. elves are having a knees up in the workshop.
We've had another very successful year. So, after all that hard work, it's time to start preparations for next Christmas.
Santa notices his sack wriggling on the workshop floor.
What in the name of Sam Hill is that?
The baby, wearing only a nappy, crawls out and sits happily on the floor.
Little Buddy Diapers.
His name is Buddy. He must have snuck into your sack at the orphanage. What do we do?
So, Santa had a decision to make. Fortunately, when it comes to babies, Santa's a pushover. So Buddy stayed with an older elf who had always wanted a child, but had been so committed to building toys, he had forgotten to settle down.
Santa!
Yes, I raised Buddy. I was his adopted father. Though Buddy grew twice as fast, he wasn't any different from the other children.
Buddy rides his bike.
Too fast, Buddy.
I mean, not really.
Now, before we learn how to build the latest in extreme graphic chipset processors, let's recite the code of the elves, shall we? Number one.
Treat every day like Christmas.
Number two.
There's room for everyone on the nice list.
Number three.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
And one day, when Buddy was old enough, I made him my own personal apprentice.
Never been in this room before.
Well, I think it's time you start your tinker training.
Santa's sleigh.
If you're gonna help me make it fly.
I thought the magical reindeer made the sleigh fly.
And where did the reindeer get their magic from?
Christmas spirit. Everybody knows that.
Well, as silly as it sounds, a lot of people down south don't believe in Santa Claus.
What? Who do they think puts all their toys under the tree?
Well, there's a rumor floating around that the parents do it.
That's ridiculous. I mean, parents couldn't do that all in one night. What about Santa's cookies? I suppose parents eat them too?
Yeah, I know. I know. And every year, less and less people believe in Santa Claus. I mean, we have a real energy crisis on our hands.
Oh.
I mean, just see how low the clausometer is.
That's shocking.
That's why I came up with this little beauty in the 60s.
Papa Elf turns the ignition on.
What is it?
It's a Kringle 3000, a 500 reindeer power jet turbine engine. Without it, the sleigh couldn't get more than a few feet off the ground.
The engine sparks.
Well, looks like we got a short on the thermocoupler. You want to give me a hand with that?
You want me to help?
As much as Buddy was accepted by his family and friends, there were a few drawbacks to being a human in an elf's world.
In the workshop, everyone is busily building etch-a-sketches.
Be a little bit short on today's quota.
It's all right, buddy. Just how many etch-a-sketches did you get finished? Come on, buddy, how many?
I made, 85.
Shocked, everyone stops what they're doing and looks at Buddy.
85? That puts you 915 off the pace.
Why don't you just say it? I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
No, buddy, you're not a cotton-headed ninny muggins. We all just have different talents, that's all.
Seems like everyone else has the same talents except for me.
You have lots of talents. Special talents, in fact. Like, special talents?
You changed batteries in the smoke detector?
Sure did. Triple A's. And in 6 months, you'll have to check them again.
won't
you? And you're the only baritone in the elf choir. You bring us down a whole octave.
In a good way.
See, buddy, you're not a cotton-headed ninny muggins. You're just special.
And so, Buddy was sent where the special elves work.
In the toy testing department, Buddy apprehensively tests the jack-in-the-boxes. Angrily, Buddy bangs it on the counter.
Hey, Foom Foom. I hate to do this to you, but think you can help me pick up the slack on those Etch-a-Sketches?
No problem.
I appreciate it. Buddy's killing me. I already got Lum Lum and Choo Choo pulling doubles.
It's quick thinking yesterday with that special talents thing.
I feel bad for the guy. Just hope he doesn't get wise.
Well, if he hasn't figured out he's a human by now, I don't think he ever will.
Buddy overhears this and flashes back to incidents when he was growing up.
He hasn't figured out he's a human by now. I don't think he ever will.
I think they're too small.
His curly shoes never fitted.
You just... special.
He was miles too big for the bathtub. His head hit the ceiling. He could never lie flat out on the bed. His body was too big. He was three times the tallest person in the choir, and he was as high as the basketball goalposts.
You don't look so good, Buddy. Are you okay?
I'll be okay. I just need a glass of water.
Buddy faints on one of his friends and squashes him.
Buddy!
Running out of the workshop, he smacks his head on the door. He runs across the snow to his own house and, knocking over the kitchen table, goes straight into the washroom, closes the door and curls up on the tiny lavatory seat, his head on his knees.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry, Papa. Just need some alone time.
Buddy, I think we have to talk. Buddy, I think there's something I probably should tell you. You probably should have found out a long time ago. I then proceeded to tell Buddy of how his father had fallen in love when he was very young with a beautiful girl named Susan Wells, and how Buddy was born and put up for adoption by his mother, and how she had later passed away. I told him his father had never even known that Buddy was born, and most importantly, I told him where his father was, in a magical land called New York City.
My dad works there?
Empire State Building.
Buddy is shown a photograph and a snowstorm of New York. Distraught, Buddy runs out into the snow.
Hey, Buddy, wanna pick some snowberries?
Not now, Arctic Puffin!
Hello, Buddy.
Oh. Hi, Leon.
Why the long face, partner?
It seems I'm not an elf.
Of course you're not. You're 6'3" and had a beard since you were 15.
Papa says my real father lives in a magical place far away. I don't know what to do.
At least you have a daddy. I was just rolled up one day and left out here in the cold.
Leon is a snowman.
Thing is, I've never even left the North Pole.
Buddy, I've been around the world many times when I was a young cumulus nimbus cloud. It's a wonderful place filled with wondrous creatures, except dogs. Oh, by the way, don't eat the yellow snow.
Oh, I know that.
All I'm saying is this might be the golden opportunity to find out who you really are.
So, I hear you're going on a little journey to the big city.
Yep. Kind of nervous. Leon says New York is pretty different.
Oh, don't pay attention to Leon. He's never been anywhere. He doesn't have any feet. I've been to New York thousands of times.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's it like?
Well, there are some things you should know. First off, you see gum on the street, leave it there. It's not free candy.
Oh.
Second, there are like 30 Ray's pizzas. They all claim to be the original, but the real one's on 11th. And if you see a sign that says Peep Show, that doesn't mean that they're letting you look at presents before Christmas.
Can't wait to see my dad. We're gonna go ice skating and eat sugar plums.
Yeah, that's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about. You know, buddy, your father, he's on the naughty list.
No!
Walter Hobbs' name is highlighted in the naughty book.
You're taking the books back?
See, I see what you're trying to do here. You're trying to make me feel bad, when in actuality, you're the one that missed the payments.
But the children love the books.
I know that. You know, I'm the one that ran the focus groups, but I like hearing that. Listen, some people, they just lose sight of what's important in life. That doesn't mean they can't find their way again, huh? Maybe all they need is just a little Christmas spirit.
Yeah! All the elves cheer.
Well, I'm good at that.
I know you are.
Papa Elf hands Buddy the snowstorm.
I'll always be here for you.
Being so tall, Buddy has to bend right down to give him a goodbye hug.
Now, go. Get.
Buddy walks off into the snowy evening light, passing Arctic Puffin, Bear and Walrus.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Buddy.
Bye, Buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
At the water's edge, he jumps upon an iceberg.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Buddy.
It gently floats away. Suddenly, a tall, thin tusk rises out of the water.
Bye, Buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Thanks, Mr. Narwhal. Bye.
Buddy sits cross-legged on the iceberg as it slowly floats off into the misty night. In daylight, he lands at the Candy Cane Forest. He stands out against the snow wearing his pointed hat, long jacket with fur cuffs and collar, leather belt, tights and curly shoes. He follows the river, climbs up steep mountains and through valleys, trudging through the never-ending snow. Stomping through a sunlit forest, he comes across a raccoon.
Hey! What's your name? My name's Buddy.
The raccoon hisses at him.
Does someone need a hug?
Smiling, Buddy leans forward with outstretched arms. The raccoon leaps at his throat.
I just wanted a hug!
Buddy continues walking, and when he meets the road, follows it. In New York, Buddy is overwhelmed by all the traffic thundering through the Lincoln Tunnel. He flattens himself against the wall. Coming out the other side, he squints up at the skyscrapers shining in the sunshine. In his elf clothes, he stands out amongst all the pedestrians. Happily, he waves at a man hailing a taxi, thinking the man is waving at him.
Don't you know each cloud contains banners from heaven?
Hello!
He finds it hilarious having his shoes shined on the street, and he hands out the leaflets other people are handing out to him. Passing a sign on a coffee shop saying world's best cup of coffee, he goes in.
You did it! Congratulations! World's best cup of coffee. Great job, everybody. It's great to meet you. Hi.
The stunned owners look at him as if he's mad. He bunny hops over a zebra crossing, irritating the traffic, and seeing an elderly man with a beard looking just like Santa crossing the road, stops him. He takes another leaflet being handed out.
Thank you.
He discovers chewing gum stuck on the railings of the entrance to the subway, picks one off, and experimentally eats it. Looking further, he picks off and eats as many as he can find.
Hey, Bob, a hard boy. Ooh, Bob, a hard man. Woody-woo.
With glee, he discovers a revolving door in an office block. He goes round and round so much, he becomes dizzy and is sick in the waste bin outside. Mischievously, he goes back inside for more, and then returns to pick up more leaflets being handed out.
No. Thank you. No. All right, get out of here. Get out of here.
Using his snowstorm as a guide, he recognizes the impressive Empire State Building spire and, in awe, walks up to the reception desk. He's unsure of the elevator and nearly gets caught between the doors. A solitary businessman gets in.
Oh, beautiful.
Buddy is so excited by the floor numbers lighting up, he presses them all. The man pretends not to notice.
Looks like a Christmas tree.
A reprint. You know how much that's going to cost?
Two whole pages are missing. The story doesn't make any sense.
Well, you think some kid's gonna notice two pages? I mean, all they do is look at pictures.
Sorry I can't ride with you the rest of the way up, but this is where my dad works. Well, have a good time. Oh, I forgot to give you a hug.
Oh, I don't know, Connie. I've never declawed kittens before. How many? Eight? I don't know if I'm gonna have time. Well, all right, just bring them by the camper this week and I'll see what I can do. I'm not gonna charge you. Just bring them by and I'll see what I can do.
Excuse me. I'm here to see a Walter Hobbs. I'm Buddy the Elf.
You look hilarious. Who sent you?
Papa Elf.
Papa Elf?
Mm-hmm. From the North Pole.
From the North Pole?
Yes.
So you really think we should ship him?
No. I think we should take a $30,000 bath so some kid can understand what happened to a puppy and a friggin' pigeon. Ship him. Yeah.
Yeah, I think someone sent you a Christmas gram.
Dad!
Walter cynically shakes his head.
All right, let's get it over with.
I walked all day and night to find you.
You look like you came from the North Pole.
That's exactly where I came from. Santa must have called you.
Oh, yeah, sure. He just got off the cell phone with me.
You did?
So, go on.
Go on with what?
Well, are you going to sing a song or something, or can I just go back to work?
A song? Yeah. Anything for you, Dad. I'm here with my dad, and we never met, and he wants me to sing him a song. And, I was adopted, but you didn't know I was born. So I'm here now. I found you, Daddy. And guess what? I love you, I love you, I love you!
Wow, that was weird. Usually you guys just, put my name in the jingle bells or something.
It's me, your son. Susan Wells had me, and she didn't tell you. And but now I'm here. It's me, Buddy.
Susan Wells. You said Susan Wells?
Yes.
Who sent this Christmas gram?
What's a Christmas gram? I want one.
I think we should call security.
Good idea.
I like to whisper, too. It's okay. Walter's my father.
Well, your dad's busy right now.
Okay, I'll come back later.
Yeah, you're not going to come back for a while, okay? You're going to go back to Santa Land.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you go back to Gimbel's?
The security men escort Buddy out of the building. Gimbel's is directly across the street. Oblivious to the traffic, Buddy marches across the road and is hit by a yellow cab. Gimbel's is decorated for Christmas. Amazed at it all, Buddy walks through each department.
Passion fruit spray?
Fruit spray? Sure.
Thinking it's something sweet, Buddy sprays the perfume into his mouth. He's flummoxed by the escalator He doesn't know how to get on it. He watches everyone first.
Sorry. Do you want to go?
When he finally does step on it, his legs move apart until he's in the splits. Hanging onto the sides for dear life, he goes up.
Hey! Have you seen these toilets? They're ginormous!
They're the normal size.
That special someone.
He holds up some sexy lingerie. A store manager sees him.
Come here.
Hey.
Yes. What are you doing down here? You're not supposed to be down here. You shop on your break. You don't come get upstairs.
Hey, I didn't know.
Well, you should know.
Are you mad at me?
No.
Sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Just do your job.
Okay.
Wow! What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
It's time for the announcement.
Okay,
people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! Santa here? I know him. I know him.
He'll be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah!
Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Can you sign this for me?
Oh, hi. Santa's coming.
Exchanging a look with another elf in the grotto, the manager nods at Buddy and leaves him to it. A young, attractive blonde, also wearing an elf costume, is putting the finishing touches to the Christmas tree. She looks glum.
Are you enjoying the view?
You are very good at decorating that tree.
Why are you messing with me? Did Krampa put you up to this?
I'm not messing with you. It's just nice to meet another human who shares my affinity for elf culture.
I'm just trying to get through the holidays.
Get through? Christmas is the greatest day in the whole wide world!
Please stop talking to me.
Uh-oh. Sounds like someone needs to sing a Christmas carol.
No way.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Thanks, but I don't sing.
Well, it's easy. It's just like talking, except louder and longer, and you move your voice up and down.
I can sing, but I just choose not to sing, especially in front of other people.
Well, if you sing alone, you can sing in front of other people. There's no difference.
Actually, there's a big difference.
No, there isn't. Wait. I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing.
Hey! There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is.
No, it's not.
We sing all the time.
No, it's not.
Especially when we make toys. See?
Attention all Gimble shoppers, please make your final purchases. We'll be closing in 10 minutes.
Well, it's time for me to go home.
But Santa's coming. There's so much to do.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
Buddy.
Joey.
Hi.
They shake hands before she leaves.
Joey.
The store is now closed. The lights in each department switch off. Buddy avoids the security guard and begins to decorate the grotto. He removes the stuffing from some pillows to make snow and attaches it to the roof of the wooden chalet. He covers every available surface with fairy lights and makes snowflake paper chains. Tipping Lego all over the floor, he builds a big store and decorates it with lights. Finally, he rips off lots of pieces of metallic wrapping paper from the roll to make further decorations. In Walter's apartment, the family sit down to eat dinner.
I'm gonna eat in the bedroom, okay? I got a bunch of stuff to go over.
Are you sure?
I'm just way behind on a bunch of stuff.
Can I eat in my room?
No.
Why not? Dad's eating in his room. I got a bunch of homework to go over, and I'm way behind on a bunch of stuff.
You're eating here.
Leafing through the photographs of his college alumni, Walter stops at one of him and Susan Wells. They look young, carefree and happy. Looking rather sad, he stares at it for a long time. It's morning. Back in Gimbel's, Buddy switches on the lights and surveys the night's work. The grotto now sparkles and shines. It's a Christmas paradise. Hearing some singing, he goes to investigate.
So really I'd better scurry. Well, maybe just a half a drink more. The neighbors might think, say, what's in this drink? I wish I knew how to break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair.
I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind if I move in?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Smiling, he sits cross-legged on the wash basins.
Get out! Don't look at me! Get out!
Buddy closes his eyes and runs headfirst into the locker. As Walter is walking to work, he sees Buddy lying asleep in Gimbel's window display, cuddling a soft toy. He stops to look as he can't quite believe what he's seeing. Buddy wakes up and realizes who it is. He bangs on the window. Embarrassed as a small crowd is now forming around him, Walter walks off.
Friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather.
Yeah, hi. Together it's with me. You.
Head down and clutching a Christmas gift, Buddy is caught by the security men again where Walter works.
Wonderland of snow.
Hey, it's okay, sir. I just have a gift for my dad.
Okay, I'll take this.
Okay, well, just make sure he knows it's from me, Buddy, his son, okay?
Okay.
And I love him so much, and I think he's the greatest dad in the world. You guys are so strong.
Meanwhile, the newly improved grotto is causing quite a stir. The Lego buildings look fabulous surrounded by a working train track. There are pretty welcome lights. An etch-a-sketch of the Mona Lisa is hanging on the Christmas tree. Gimbel's manager is open-mouthed.
Hey, you.
Hey.
Come here. I want to talk to you.
What do you want to talk to me about?
How come you were in the women's locker room this morning?
I heard you singing.
You sure it had nothing to do with the fact that I was naked in the shower?
I didn't know you were naked. Why were you here so early?
They shut my water off. What were you doing here so early?
Building this?
You built this?
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of pissed about this.
Really?
Hey, guys. Have you seen the place?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. It's a little too good. Corporate must have sent in a professional. I don't know why somebody's gunning for my job. But look, let's remain a team, okay? Because if I go, we all go. If you get wind of anything, call me on my radio. Channel 3, code word is Santa's got a brand new bag, okay? 6-inch ribbon curls, honey.
That's impossible.
6 inches.
By the way, I think you have the most beautiful singing voice in the whole wide world.
Buddy looks quite bashful.
Santa!
Ha ha! Ho ho ho! Ah! Ah! It's
Hey, hey, Dawn.
It's me.
Who the heck are you?
What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am.
Well, if you're Santa, what song did I sing for you on your birthday this year?
Happy birthday, of course. So, how old are you, son?
Four. You're a big boy. What's your name?
Paul.
And what can I get you for Christmas?
Don't tell him what you want. He's a liar.
Let the kid talk.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Look, I'm not kidding.
You're a fake.
I'm a fake?
Yes.
How'd you like to be dead? Huh? No, he's kidding.
You stink.
I think you're gonna have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Okay, go.
Buddy rips his beard off.
He's an imposter! It's not Santa!
Santa lunges at Buddy.
He's a fake! He's a fake!
Come here! I swear!
They chase each other around the grotto.
He's a fake!
Santa lunges at Buddy again. They roll over on the floor. The children are screaming with delight. The Lego buildings get smashed when Santa hits them with a table leg instead of Buddy. Seeing the mayhem, the manager rugby tackles Santa and brings him down. Walter reads the label on the Christmas gift.
Something special.
Inside the box is a homemade card, "To Dad, Love Buddy," decorated with little hearts. It has the photograph of Walter and Susan Wells as students stuck inside. Walter looks further and pulls out a sexy camisole. His secretary interrupts and he stuffs it inside his desk drawer.
What's that?
Intercom. Yeah.
Mr. Hobbs, the police are on line one.
Police. Hello?
Buddy is sitting demurely against the wall in the holding cell at the police station. It's full of oddballs and misfits. One guy with tattoos and wearing a bandana is smoking and playing patience. Others in their vests are doing weight-bearing exercises using the bars.
I knew that you'd come. I love you for coming. Officer Tom, this is my dad. This is Walter. Okay? He bailed me out. They gave me one phone call. They gave me one phone call. I said, I know who I'm going to call. Walter Hobbs. Sure enough, you showed up. You did. They said you weren't going to show up. They told me so many times.
Just who the heck are you and what is your problem?
I'm Buddy. I'm your son.
Tell me. Where'd you get this picture?
Papa Elf gave it to me.
Walter snaps and grabs him by the shoulders.
This is some kind of game. What, do you want some money?
No, I just wanted to meet you, and I thought you might want to meet me.
Relaxing, Walter releases him.
Who wouldn't want to meet you?
I thought maybe we could make gingerbread houses and eat cookie dough and go ice skating and maybe even hold hands.
Mm-hmm. Come with me.
Okay.
Buddy tries to take Walter's hand, but he slaps it away. He's taken to the doctor's. Sitting on the doctor's couch, Buddy playfully eats cotton wool balls from the jar.
Buddy, don't eat those.
Like magic, he transfers the swallowed cotton to behind Walter's ear and then eats it.
Oh.
You gotta really hurry up, Walter, because I'm double booked the rest of the afternoon.
You're my sick.
Yeah, but that's not what we're here. We're here to do a test. Come on.
What kind of test?
Just a test to find out if you're my son or not.
Why am I sitting on paper?
Because it's sanitary for the other patients. Now sit still so I can do the finger prick.
Finger prick? It's cold.
Yeah, just please sit still, please.
Okay, can I listen to your necklace?
No, you can't. Can you just sit still?
Why is there a skeleton?
I don't know. What, Walter, could you please have him sit
Does
still so
name?
I can do this?
No, he hasn't got a name. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm sorry. Would you please sit still?
Please.
He got mad at me.
Yes, he did. The sooner you sit still, the sooner we can get this mess over.
Okay. Then can we eat sugar plums?
You betcha. We'll eat sugar plums, gingerbread houses, and we'll even paint eggs.
Well, paint eggs, that's easier.
The doctor pricks his finger.
Oh. My finger has a heartbeat.
Won't hurt so much after a little. What's your name?
Buddy.
I'm Carolyn.
Hi. What do you want for Christmas?
Sissy talks a lot.
I'll put in a good word with the big man.
Thanks. Your costume is pretty.
Oh, it's not a costume. I'm an elf. Well, technically I'm a human, but I was raised by elves.
Oh, I'm a human. Raised by humans.
Hmm. Cool.
Sitting in the waiting room, Buddy eats the cotton wool on his finger. The little girl smiles.
So? It's a boy. Buddy's your son.
That's very impossible.
You saw that guy. He's certifiably insane. He's probably just reverting to a state of childlike dependency. An elf, what he needs is to be nurtured.
So, you'd like me to breastfeed him?
Well, to just bring him home, introduce him to Emily and Michael, and once he comes to terms with reality, he should drop the whole elf thing and move on with his life. I mean, that's what I would do if I were you.
Oh my God, Walter, this is wonderful. You have another son.
Wonderful. Gosh, I guess I never really thought of it that way.
This is incredible. It's a little complicated, but it's nothing
honey,
that we can't handle. What?
He thinks he's an elf.
I'm sorry, what?
He thinks he's a Christmas elf.
Oh, come on, Walter. I'm sure he doesn't actually think he's an elf.
She sees him.
And then I traveled to the 7 levels of the Candy Cane Forest. Past the sea of swirly, twirly gumdrops. And then I walked through the Lincoln Tunnel.
At the dinner table, Emily tacitly agrees with Walter. They all stop eating when Buddy drinks a liter bottle of Coke in one go.
So where were you for the last 30 years?
The North Pole. Can you pass the maple syrup, please?
I didn't put... It's spaghetti.
Oh, you know what? I think I have something.
He finds a bottle in his sleeve and pours it on the spaghetti.
You like sugar, huh?
Is there sugar in syrup?
Yes.
Then yes! We elves try to stick to the 4 main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
So, will you be staying with us then?
You mean I can stay?
Of course you can.
Emily.
How long do you think you'll be with us?
I hadn't really planned it out, but I was thinking, like, forever.
Emily, can I just speak to you for a minute in the kitchen, please? Are you crazy? He cannot stay here.
Clearly, he has some serious issues. We can't just throw him out in the snow.
Why not? He loves the snow. He's told me 15 times.
Walter, he's your son.
Buddy burps.
Did you hear that?
You are so weird.
Dad? Dad! Dad!
What?
I can't go to sleep unless I get tucked in.
What?
I can't go to sleep unless I get tucked in.
I am not gonna tuck you in.
I promise I'll go right to sleep.
His feet sticking out of the covers, Walter tentatively tucks him in. Buddy suddenly grabs him.
Tickle fight! Tickle
Buddy,
fight!
Stop.
Tickle fight! Go fight!
Sorry. Sorry. You just lay there and go to sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
Dad?
Hmm?
I love you.
Okay, go to sleep now.
Well, this is really something. I'm usually the one making breakfast. That's good, that's good.
Buddy puts a plate of spaghetti covered with syrup in front of Emily and waits expectantly while she eats it.
Oh, that's good.
Good?
So did you sleep okay last night?
Great. I got a full 40 minutes. And I had time to build that rocking horse.
Oh my gosh, you actually made that? Where did you get all the wood?
The wood has come from their TV cabinet next door. On his way to the kitchen, Walter walks into one of the paper chains Buddy has made and, irritated, pulls it down.
Morning, honey.
Morning, Dad.
Walter, Buddy has made us breakfast. Isn't that nice?
And lunch.
And lunch. Bye.
So, Dad, how many scoops?
I'll stick with the coffee now, thanks.
So, Dad, I plan out our whole day. First, we'll make snow angels for 2 hours, and then we'll go ice skating, and then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can, and then, to finish, we'll snuggle.
I've got to go to work, Buddy. Oh, and another thing. If you're going to be staying here, you should think about, you know, getting rid of the costume.
But I've worn this my whole life.
You're not in the North Pole any longer. Look, you want to make me happy, don't you?
More than anything.
Then lose the tights. I mean, as soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
Okay.
Buddy pulls his tights down as Emily walks in.
Walter here.
It worked! It's you!
How'd you get this number?
Emily left an emergency list.
I see. And, is this an emergency?
There's a horrible noise coming from the evil box underneath the window. It sounds like this.
It's not evil, Buddy. It's a radiator, and the heat makes noise when it comes on.
No, it doesn't. It's very evil. It's scary to look at. It's... okay. Going to... Oh, wait. Yes, it is. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. Everything's fine. You're right.
Okay, good. I'm gonna hang up now.
I love you. We'll call you in 5 minutes.
No, but Buddy, don't, you don't have to call me, okay?
Good idea, you call me.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up now.
I painted a picture of a butterfly.
Good, I'm gonna hang up now.
I tuned the piano. Okay, I love you, bye.
For breakfast, Buddy concocts a plate of spaghetti covered with sugar puffs, maple syrup, candy drops, and chocolate Pop-Tarts, and using his hands to mix it all together, he happily stuffs it into his mouth.
Hey! How you doing?
Please sit down. I haven't seen you since the retreat. You're looking good.
Oh, thank you very much. You as well. What do I owe the pleasure?
Well, to be honest, I got a call from my niece. She wants to know how a certain puppy and a certain pigeon escaped the clutches of a certain evil witch.
Believe me, we're already looking for new printers. This one has obviously gotten a little sloppy.
Maybe it isn't the printer that's gotten sloppy. That's your signature, right?
You know, we could sit here and point fingers all day.
I've got news for you. Even if those two pages were in there, the book still would have sucked. Have you seen the numbers for this quarter?
They'll be here today.
They're in. That friggin' puppy and pigeon are tanking hard, Hobbs. My people estimate we're gonna post a -8 for this quarter. A -8! That does not happen!
You know, we'll bounce back.
No. We're gonna ship a new book the first quarter.
First quarter.
I'm going to be back in town on the 24th. At that time, I would love to hear in exact detail what your plans are for this new book.
Wait a minute. The 24th, that's Christmas Eve. No problem. It'd be great to have you in the loop.
All right. I got every weapon in the game. I got full health.
Michael! It's me, Buddy!
You know that guy?
No, I've never seen him before.
It's me, Buddy! Your brother!
Oh, man.
No, Michael! Wait! It's your brother, Buddy! Sorry! Michael!
Michael walks away from him as quickly as he can.
Wow, you're fast. I'm glad I caught up to you. I waited 5 hours for you. Why is your coat so big? So, good news. I saw a dog today. Have you seen a dog? You probably have. How was school? Was it fun?
Did you get a lot of homework? Huh? Do you have any friends? Do you have a best friend? Does he have a big coat too?
Go away!
Ow! Son of a nutcracker!
Walking through the park, a snowball explodes in his face. Some boys standing on the park bridge pelt them with snowballs. They take cover behind a rock.
Oh no. These guys are bad news. We better get out of here.
You know what? We can take them. Okay, just start making as many snowballs as you can.
Like magic, Buddy makes about 50 snowballs in about 10 seconds flat.
You ready?
Holding an armful of snowballs, Buddy throws them so fast at the boys it's like rapid gunfire. The boys on the bridge run away. Another boy is hit square in the face and whimpering runs off.
Man, one got away.
Snowball.
Just like Superman, the snowball arcs high in the air before landing dead on target.
Wow. Where did you say you were from?
Oh, yeah. Like naughty kids, Buddy and Michael run wild through Gimbals. They play tag on the ground floor, and like frogs, they jump on each mattress in the bed department. Alone in the lift and in unison, they jump up and down to see if they can make it move.
I wish Dad were here. This is the greatest dad in the whole wide world.
Are you kidding? He's the worst dad in the world.
What do you mean?
All he does is work.
Working's fun.
Not the way he does it. All he cares about is money. He doesn't care about you or me or anybody.
Well, he is on the naughty list.
Buddy and Michael walk back to the grotto.
You like her?
Like who?
The girl you're staring at.
Oh, yeah.
Jovi waves at him.
Why don't you ask her out?
Out?
You know, on a date? To eat food?
Food?
Yes, real food, not candy. And if she says yes, you're in. It's like a secret code girls have.
Well, look who it is.
Hi, Jovi.
Hi.
Oh, this is Michael.
I'm his brother.
So what are you doing here? Did Gimbals give you your job back?
No, but things worked out pretty good. They gave me a restraining order.
Well, you should probably get out of here.
Oh!
But I really wanted to see you, and I think you're beautiful, and I feel really warm when I am around you, and my tongue swells up. So, do you want to go eat food?
Do I want to eat food?
Mm-hmm. You know, the code. Food.
Well, I just had my lunch break.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Then I'm free on Thursday.
Thursday? Thursday!
Come on, that'd be great. All
right.
Okay.
What should we put on it first?
Lights!
Oh, good. And then after that...
Ornaments.
What the hell is that?
A Christmas tree.
A Christmas tree?
Buddy dropped it down in the park.
Emily?
I don't know what you're making such a big deal about. They were just having a little fun.
Fun. So felonies are fun now. I thought, see, felonies were felonies.
Okay, the tree thing was bad. I'll get him to plan another one. But at least Michael is happy for once.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I don't think it's any secret, Walter, that you haven't exactly been there for him.
Tell you what, why don't we just pull him out of school and let the deranged elf man raise him? Then they can have lots of fun committing felonies.
How are we gonna get the star on top?
I got it.
Using the sofa as a springboard to reach the top of the Christmas tree, Buddy causes the whole thing to crash down.
We can't leave him alone here. He's gonna destroy the place. Why don't you take off tomorrow? You know, and you could stay home and watch him.
Oh no, I can't stay home tomorrow. I have a budget meeting tomorrow.
Well, honey, I can't take off. I'm one bad pitch away from getting fired. One.
Well, I tell you what, I have an idea then. Why don't you take Buddy to work with you?
Dressed exactly like his father in a smart coat and suit, they arrive at the office.
Hey, Walter.
Morning, Jack.
Morning, Jack.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Hobbs.
Morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Sarah. It's a nice purple dress. It's very purpley.
Francisco.
How's it going, Mr. Hobbs?
Francisco, that's fun to say. Francisco.
Hi.
Hey.
Do you remember me?
I do, I didn't recognize you.
I know, I'm in work clothes.
Deborah brings them both a mug of coffee.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thanks, Deb.
Deb, you have such a pretty face. You should be on a Christmas card.
You just made my day.
Buddy pulls a face at the bitter taste.
Ugh. Buddy, You don't have to drink that.
Thank you.
Buddy puts the mug down and reads his storybook.
Francisco.
Buddy.
Am I too loud?
Just a little.
Sorry.
Walter goes back to his reading. Like school, Buddy puts up his hand.
Yes, Bud.
Why is your name on the desk?
I bought the desk. My name's there so no one steals it.
That's a joke, isn't it, Dad?
Yeah, Buddy, that's a joke.
So, what are we gonna build?
No, we don't do that kind of work here, pal.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Put that down.
Hello? Hello? Please, don't touch anything.
Sorry.
But have you ever seen a mailroom?
A mailroom? No.
No?
No.
Oh, I mean, wow. Wow. Listen, it's a place where mail from all over the world comes.
Huh?
And they sort it out there, see? And you can touch it all. And they put it in these shiny bins.
Shiny bins?
Right. What do you think?
That sounds great.
Good.
Can we go there?
Well, I gotta work here. Maybe you can work there.
Okay, I'll work there.
There are no shiny bins. It's grim and depressing.
Well, I don't think this is the place my dad was talking about. Is there a different mail room?
No. This is the only one.
It's not very shiny.
No. Over here's the trench. All the mail comes out that chuter. Scan and find the floor each piece is moving to. Put it in a canister and shove it up the tube with the same number. You got that?
I think so. This place reminds me of Santa's workshop. Except it smells like mushrooms and everyone looks like they want to hurt me.
Greenway is coming in tomorrow, so what? What do we got?
Well, Morris and I have been brainstorming, and we've come up with what I think is a pretty big idea.
Great, what?
You're gonna love it. It's fantastic.
What?
Okay, picture this. We bring in Miles Finch.
The Miles Finch?
The Golden Ghost.
We bring him in!
He's written more classics than Dr. Seuss. It ain't gonna be easy, but I think it's worth a shot.
My two top writers, my crack team, my fun squad. You came in here pitching me the idea of hiring another writer.
Yeah. Miles Finch.
I like it. I like it.
Then I traveled through the seven levels of the candy cane forest and passed a sea of swirly, twirly gumdrops.
Ooh!
Buddy is excited at the canister going up the tube.
Sucky. Yes! That is marvelous how that...
His ear gets stuck to the tube.
Oh, it's very sucky! It's very sucky! Whew. So how'd you get here?
Work release.
Mm. Oh, syrup and coffee? Why didn't I think of that? Can I try some?
You're a guest.
Very generous of you. Mm. I love syrup.
It's not syrup, it's whiskey.
Oh, I love it.
He empties the whole bottle.
You know I sound like a broken record, but we are buddies. You're my best friend, that's it. You're my best friend.
You know, buddy, nobody around here listens to me. I got really good ideas.
I believe it. I know, I'm right. I listen to you. You have great ideas.
I just try to go to the flow,
good.
You know?
Go with the flow. Yeah. Go with the flow.
No, I got to get out of the flow.
Well, then get out.
I'm in the flow. That's what got me here. Oh. I'm 26 years old. I got nothing to show for.
You're young. You're so young. My papa, he didn't make Master Tinkerer until he was 490.
My favorite book of yours has got to be Gus's Pickles. It's existential, yet it's so accessible.
Mr. Finch, Eugene Dupree here. It's a thrill just to be talking to you on our speakerphone.
Miles, so what do you think? Can you fly in tomorrow?
I'll give you 5 hours tomorrow, not a minute more.
Oh, that's great.
I'd like a black S500 to receive me at the airport. I need the interior of that car to be 71 degrees exactly.
We can do that.
Mr. Hobbs, there's a situation downstairs.
I'm sorry, what?
No, hold on, Miles. Deb, hang up.
I do not hold. Do not put me on hold.
We have a problem in the mailroom.
What's going on? Don't speak. Deborah, hang up.
That's it. I'm gone.
Miles!
Be there tomorrow. 71 degrees.
Sir, Chuck in the mailroom needs to talk to you.
What, Chuck? I mean, what could be going on down there that's so important you had to interrupt me? What?
Buddy is holding court on the mailroom table, doing a kind of Russian breakdance, surrounded by all the other guys who are looking on. They're clapping in time, thumping the table to the rhythm, laughing and generally egging him on. Buddy arrives to date Jovi.
Coming.
You make me feel so young.
You look miraculous.
Make me feel so
do you.
Thank you.
And what would you like to do?
I got some ideas.
Buddy walks off, leaving her standing there. In the coffee shop, Jovi wears a blindfold.
Just reach out in front of you and take a sip.
I wanna go play.
Don't look. Hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like
a toy. It tastes like a crappy cup of coffee.
Jovi removes the blindfold.
It is a crappy cup of coffee.
No, it's the world's best cup of coffee. Running
across the trick is to not get your arm tied with more. Also, never close your eyes, because then you'll get sick. Okay, when you feel comfortable, you just jump in.
Leaving the revolving door, he drags her along the street.
Wait, one more. Now look at the size of this one.
They look at a huge, beautifully decorated Christmas tree in an office window. I'm gonna feel
the way I do. Come with me.
Jovi takes his hand.
Watch out! Don't stop!
Running across the zebra crossing, Jovi shows him an even bigger tree.
You make me feel so young.
Wow. That's a big one. There are songs to be
sung. He gives Jovi a tender look. The Christmas tree overlooks an ice rink. They join the other skaters and happily skate round and round. Coming to a stop, Buddy shyly kisses Jovi's cheek.
You make me feel so young. Sorry.
You missed.
What do you mean I missed?
You missed.
Jovi puts her arms around him and kisses him on the lips. He kisses her back. The next morning at Greenway Press, the lift doors seem to mysteriously open and close. Eyes follow the footsteps down the corridor.
Miles Finch.
Miles Finch.
Miles Finch.
All right, let's do this. Miles, I'm so happy you could come. I'm Walter Hobbs.
Yeah, let's get the taken care of so we can get started here.
Here you go.
Miles, who is tiny, is handed an envelope full of money.
Great. All right. What have you guys got so far? Okay.
We were thinking something like this. We open on a young tomato. He's had some tough times down at the farm. You know, rabbits.
No. And no tomatoes. Too vulnerable. Kids, they're already vulnerable.
No, you see, I told you guys. I told them the very same
thing. No farms. Everybody's pushing small town rural. Farm book would just be white noise.
Oh, what about this? A tribe of asparagus children. But they're self-conscious about the way their pea smells.
Apparently, all we have is vegetables. I have no time, so, you know, you can share it.
I've got about 5 or 6 great starts here. I got one idea that I'm especially psyched out of my mind about. You know, it's one of those ideas where you're just like, yes!
Great, could we hear it?
I'll start with the cover. Picture this. You got,
Dad, I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Buddy, not now. Can you please go back to the pit? I'll come visit you in a little while, okay?
I didn't know you had elves working here.
Miles is not amused.
Boy, you're hilarious, my friend.
He doesn't. Get back to the story, please.
So, on the cover above the title.
Does Santa know that you left the workshop?
You know, we're all laughing our heads off.
Did you have to borrow a reindeer to get down here?
Buddy, go back to the basement.
Hey, Jackweed, I get more action in a week than you've had your entire life. I've got houses in L.A., Paris, and Vail.
Oh.
Each one of them with a 70-inch plasma screen. So I suggest you wipe that stupid smile off your face before I come over there and smack it off. You feeling strong, my friend? Call me Elf one more time.
He's an angry elf.
Miles climbs onto the boardroom table and, picking up speed,
look at you,
runs feet first into Buddy's outstretched arms, knocking him down.
I wasn't ready for that.
In an arm lock, he somersaults him onto the table.
Whoa.
Call me Elf one more time. Call me Elf.
You're an elf.
In a headlock, Miles viciously twists him off the table onto the floor where a picture falls on top of him.
He thinks he's an elf. Listen, Miles!
He must be a South Pole elf.
You get the hell out of here.
Where do you want me to go?
I don't care where you go. I don't care that you're an elf. I don't care that you're nuts. I don't care that you're my son. Get out of my life! Now!
Hurt, Buddy runs from the room. The others look reproachfully at Walter.
Me.
I really can't talk right now.
Well, just tell me how the pitch went.
I'm gonna be a little later than I thought, okay?
Well, don't be too late. Walter's Christmas Eve.
Walter.
Wait, honey, I gotta go, okay? Love you.
Oh, say hi to Buddy.
What? Walter, breakthrough. We found this in the conference room.
What is it?
It's Miles Finch's notebook.
This thing is chock full of genius ideas. I mean, look at that.
And his best idea is about a peach that lives on a farm. What's more vulnerable than a peach?
What, though? What do we do?
I think we should go with the first pitch. It's genius.
How much time we got?
We got like 45 minutes.
Well, come on, let's try to get a storyboard or something ready.
Come on, let's do it.
Just try. No, you can't sit down and get a storyboard ready. Go and get a storyboard ready.
Go.
I'm sorry I ruined your lives and crammed 11 cookies into the VCR. I don't belong here. I don't belong anywhere. I'll never forget you. Love, Buddy.
God.
Walter looks anguished. It's cold outside as Buddy walks the streets. At home, the Etch-a-Sketch and Snowstorm sit on the table, which Michael sees when he comes in.
As you know, we need a big launch fast to get the company back on track. So I think I speak for my fellow board members when I say, this better be good.
Before I get into the story, let me start with the cover, okay? Now, just picture this.
Dad, I gotta talk to you.
Michael, what is it?
Buddy ran away.
What?
He left a note. I'm scared, Dad. He's gone.
Let me just finish this meeting and then we'll figure it out, okay?
Figure out what? Buddy cares about everybody. All you care about is yourself.
Hey, Michael. Wait. We're gonna have to reschedule this, Mr. Greenway.
We don't have time to reschedule. I want to hear the damn thing now. Son, you'll have to wait.
Don't tell my kid what to do. Can't we do this another time, Mr. Greenway?
I flew in just to hear this pitch, and I intend to.
It's gonna have to wait.
If you want to keep your job, Hobbs, you will pitch me this book right now.
Walter looks long and hard at his son.
Up yours.
Yeah, up yours.
Triumphantly, Walter and Michael walk out.
Hobbs! Hobbs, you walk out of here and you're finished at Greenway! You're finished!
It's dark, wet, and snowing. Dejectedly, Buddy walks along the footpath of a bridge. He stops halfway across to look into the water far below. Walter and Michael search the streets for him.
I don't belong anywhere.
Buddy! Buddy! Buddy, where are you?
The traffic thunders behind Buddy. Looking up at the sky, Buddy suddenly sees a sleigh moving haphazardly through the clouds. The engine cuts out and the sleigh begins to nosedive.
Dad!
What? Michael, where you go? Michael!
Buddy runs into the moonlit park and sees Santa and 8 harnessed reindeer in the clearing.
The deer.
Buddy, is that you?
Are you okay?
Boy, am I glad to see you. The clothometer suddenly just dropped down to 0. There's just no Christmas spirit anymore. The strain was too much. The engine broke free of her mounts. I need an elf's help.
I'm not an elf, Santa. I can't do anything right.
Buddy, you're more of an elf than anyone I ever met. And the only one who I would want working on my sleigh tonight.
Really?
Really? Will you fix it for me, buddy?
I'll try. Papa taught me how.
You gotta find it first. It dropped off the sleigh back over there a ways.
The engine?
The engine. Go, buddy. Go, Mr. Elf!
Buddy runs off to find it.
I'm standing here outside Central Park where it is unclear exactly what has happened. What we do know is that authorities have closed the park and are in the process of clearing it. The only thing that people can seem to agree on here is that they saw something fall from the sky. I've got an eyewitness with me who claims to have seen the whole thing firsthand. What did you actually see?
You know, I was walking around, I saw this thing, and my daughter actually pointed it out.
Oh, your daughter saw it? Sweetheart, can you tell me what you saw falling out of the sky?
It was Santa's sleigh.
Santa's sleigh. Well, there you have it. Santa's in Manhattan.
Sorry to interrupt your first big news story, Charlotte, but New York One has just received some exclusive amateur news footage that you just might want to follow up on. There seems to be a strange man dressed as an elf wandering through Central Park. Now, I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to covering in Buffalo, Charlotte. But here in New York One, news is top priority.
Jovi sees Buddy's blurred face on the TV. Michael and Walter come into the park and see a cylinder gently steaming on the ground.
What the heck? Hey! You found it!
Buddy!
Michael runs over to Buddy and gives him a big hug.
I need to tell you something.
No, Buddy, there's something I have to tell you right now. I didn't mean anything I said back there, not a word. I know you may be a little, chemically imbalanced, but you've been right about a lot of things. I don't want you to leave. You're my son, and I love you.
But he gives him a big hug. Though it becomes so strong, Walter struggles to release himself.
What was it you wanted to tell me?
Oh, right. Come with me.
Right. Come
on. Buddy takes him to the sleigh and reindeer standing in the clearing.
I'm here with another eyewitness who has his own version of what happened. Sir, what did you see?
I think you're great, Charlotte. I saw something fall from the sky right in the middle of Central Park. I mean, you're a great news lady.
Thank you. Could you tell me a bit more about what you saw fall from the sky?
Yeah. Your eyes tell the story. That's what I love about you. You got a great mouth. The thing just dropped in the middle of Central Park. It was amazing, and everybody's like going crazy.
Dick, according to authorities, the area has been cleared. Only the Central Park Rangers now remain in the park. These forces are highly trained, but rarely see action. Some have accused them of being too gung-ho when called into duty, and their controversial crowd control tactics at the Simon and Garfunkel concert in 85 are still under investigation.
I knew you'd find it, Mr. Elf. Slap it on real quick. We've got to get going.
Buddy reattaches the engine.
Atta boy.
So, you're,
Santa Claus.
Right.
Would you mind taking this to your firstborn?
Sure. And my firstborn, he's an elf.
Actually, I am adopted.
Michael, would you open this hatch for me, please?
Michael jumps up on the sleigh and opens the hatch. Buddy can be seen underneath.
Hello, boy. Thank you.
So, you're really Santa Claus?
You never can tell, kid. Tell me, Michael, what do you want for Christmas?
I wanted a skateboard.
Oh, not just a skateboard. A real huffboard. Looky here. How you like them apples? Go look and see.
Michael's name is written in Santa's book. Michael pulls the magnificent skateboard from the back of the sleigh.
Whoa.
The clausometer bursts into life, but suddenly dies again.
What happened?
You made my sleigh fly.
What do you mean?
Well, before the turbine days, this baby used to run solely on Christmas spirit. You believed in me. You made my sleigh fly.
Hold, if you're really Santa Claus, then we can just get some news cameras in here and everyone will believe in you, then your sleigh will fly, right?
Christmas spirit is about believing, not seeing. The whole world saw me, all would be lost. The paparazzi have been trying to nail me for years.
Hey, look!
A posse of menacing uniformed riders loom in the distance.
Oh, no. It's the Central Park Rangers.
Their glossy coats shimmer, their breath steaming as they kick up the snow and gallop off.
Michael, I got a plan.
The Rangers thunder through the park and down the snowy banks. Michael grabs Santa's Christmas book and runs off with it.
Oh, wait, Michael, my list. You bring that list back right now, you hear me?
Come on, give me your hat and coat.
Mrs. Claus made them for me.
Walter dresses up as Santa as the horses race towards them. The Rangers gallop through him, nearly crushing him. Still holding Santa's book, Michael ducks under the police line and makes for the TV reporter.
Excuse me. Thank you. Excuse me.
The authorities have not discovered any reindeer in the park?
No reindeer.
Sleigh bells?
No sleigh bells either.
Elves?
None of that. We really just need everyone...
It's him! It's the real Santa! His sleigh won't fly because nobody believes in him!
Did you see something in the park?
Everyone out there? Santa needs us to believe. I can prove he's real. Look, this is his list!
Okay, well, further confirmation that there has been a Santa sighting tonight. We have an Audie and Nice list.
Then Kessler wants a Powerpuff Girls placement. Mark Webber wants an electric guitar.
Yes!
Carolyn Reynolds wants a Susie Talks a Lot.
Thanks, buddy.
Dirk Lawson wants a day of pampering at Burke Williams Spa.
Dirk's biker buddies look at him incredulously.
Must be another Dirk Lawson.
Dave Kepler wants some Nike Shocks.
Okay, obviously we have a new development in the story, confirmation that Santa must have been sighted because we have his book right here.
What's your name?
I'm Charlotte Denon, New York One.
D.
Michael leafs through the book.
Charlotte Denon wants a Tiffany engagement ring and for her boyfriend to stop dragging his feet and commit already.
Oh!
The clausometer lifts the sleigh again.
Charlotte?
Hey, turn the cameras back on!
Who told you to say that?
It's the real Santa. We need to get these cameras back on. He needs our help!
Hey, Michael, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. But, buddy, he's in the park with Santa. The sleigh won't fly because there's no Christmas spirit.
Michael?
Mom!
Michael!
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
The rangers are almost on top of the sleigh.
Buddy, you better get going. Get in now.
Santa, I'm not done with the engine yet.
Can't wait. On deck. On deck.
I'm not done with the engine.
The sleigh moves off, leaving Buddy lying in the snow.
That's okay. You get started, I'll catch up.
Grabbing the toolbox, Buddy runs after it. Walter finds Emily in the crowd and gives her a loving embrace.
Merry Christmas.
Chucking the toolbox into the back, Buddy grabs onto the sleigh.
I got it!
Stop messing around and get in!
The sleigh goes over a bump and catapults Buddy into the back. The reindeers hop, skip, and jump.
Santa, why are they chasing us?
I put them on the naughty list and they never forgave me.
Standing on an open-top carriage, Jovi nervously surveys the crowd.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The sleigh is still running along the ground.
Checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
Emily joins in.
He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good.
So be good for goodness sake.
Then Michael.
Oh, you better watch out.
You better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
The crowd begins to sing. The clausometer passes 60.
I'm getting too old for this job.
Santa presses the ignition. The sleigh steeply rises into the air, clipping the wings of the statue in the center of the park fountain.
The engine's on!
We're toast!
They rapidly lose height, narrowly missing a tramp sleeping on a park bench.
Well, still no sign of Santa, but some spontaneous Christmas caroling has broken out right here in front of Central Park. Let's have a listen in.
When you're sleeping.
Carolyn sings. The crowd in the park sings. The mailroom sings. The security men sing. All at Greenway Press sing. Everyone in Gimbal's Grotto sings. The bikers sing. The clausometer passes 80 as the sleigh thunders along.
Wait, you're not singing.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You're just moving your lips.
Michael, please, what's the big deal?
Dad?
Santa Claus is coming
As Walter sings, the sleigh rushes up from behind him and takes off over his head into the air. The clausometer has reached 100. Breathtakingly, everyone gazes into the sky to watch the sleigh weave through the skyscrapers. Michael waves, Jovi smiles, and the TV reporter looks open-mouthed.
I guess we'll never know for sure what happened this Christmas Eve in Central Park.
Merry Christmas!
And so, with a little help, Buddy managed to save Christmas. And his spirit saved a lot of other people, too.
Jovi joins Buddy, Michael, Emily, and Walter for Christmas. There is much love, laughter, and smiles as they open their gifts.
Walter started his own independent publishing company. His first book was written by a brand new, critically acclaimed children's author. The book was Elf, a fictional story about an adopted elf named Buddy, who was raised in the North Pole, went to New York, ate spaghetti, worked in a shiny mailroom, and eventually, save Christmas.
First, I traveled through the 7 levels of the candy cane forest, past the sea of twirly, swirly gumdrops, and then I walked through the Lincoln Tunnel.
And as for me, I can't complain. Buddy comes up to visit from time to time.
At the North Pole, Buddy, Jovi, and baby Susie have tea with Papa Elf.
He's fast and brown. Oh, thank you, Jovi. That's very sweet.
You're welcome, Papa.
Jovi pours him a glass of milk.
Susie, come here, little one. Puppy wants to see you.
Holding Susie, Buddy sits on Papa's knee.
Buddy, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way.
Leon the Snowman touches his hat with his cane, and magically, the last page of the fairy tale book closes. Leon disappears. The end.
In the meadow, we can build a snowman.